Yeah. Getting funky. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. That's appropriate for Fly Jams Friday. Very appropriate for Fly Jams Friday. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Of all of our regular Friday features coming up, including Fly Jams Friday. But my guest right now is Rick Geezer. He is the Sports Songs guy. You can hear the Sports Songs podcast at WGNplus.com. You can like him on Facebook and check him out at SportsSongs.com. Rick has a vast collection of sports songs, and we'll have Rick explain that to you. It's hard to believe football season is upon us, so Rick, you know, as usual, we have you come in a bunch of times during the year, usually when the beginning of new professional sports era or time or something like that. And the NFL season has begun. It began last night.
It did. What a game.
Yeah. Well, welcome, first of all.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Tell everybody what Sports Songs is and how you started your collection and all that cool stuff.
Well, it's any song performed by an athlete, coach, umpire, or athletic executive.
Mm-hmm.
I own thousands of them, and I got started about 25 years ago by everybody's good friend, Dr. Demento. I was working at a radio station. I wanted to interview him, and it was a sports station. And I just sent his people a note, said, does he have sports, any songs by athletes?
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a reel-to-reel, dating myself.
Yeah.
A reel-to-reel of about 50 songs. And I've been hooked ever since.
It's funny, you know, and we've talked about this every time you're on. We've talked about that there is a long history to this, to athletes and people in the world of sports doing music. A lot of people go, oh, it must have began with Super Bowl Shuffle.
Most people do because, we're in Chicago, and obviously it was such a big thing here.
Yeah.
But it was a big national thing
It really was. It took off. But this is a very unique collection that you have. And we're doing the special football edition in honor of the NFL beginning. So we're going to hear a bunch of really cool songs that involve football players and football managers. And what was the first instrumental that we heard?
Well, that was from a band called the Sunset Music Band.
The Sunset Music Band.
Sunset Music Band came out in 1995. What makes it a sports song is a former NFL coach, a Northwestern University coach, Dennis Green, was the drummer.
That's right. And Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were.
Exactly.
That Dennis Green. He's on the drums. But what's really, we've played this before.
We have.
But what's really great about this is tell him who the special guest is on trumpet.
Well, that is none other than Doc Severinsen.
Right. So we heard
from
a little
the Tonight Show.
We heard a little Doc Severinsen right there.
So that was great. Big. I know you're a big fan of the replays of the Tonight
really?
Show.
Really? I don't know. You must be a Facebook friend of mine.
I think I am.
Well, that's awesome. So that's Dennis Green, and that's our first NFL, or not just NFL, but football sports song. But before we start playing some more music, tell everybody about the podcast. People can listen to your podcast. They're up. They're at WGNplus.com.
Right. They're sports songs, different. I take a different theme every episode. There's about 35 episodes up. So if you're into baseball or football or the Olympics or golf or wrestling or spoken word, we've probably got a podcast up for you.
Yeah, I'm sure that you've got somebody covered, everything that
plus
they need.
Plus tennis and boxing.
Everything.
And there's a lot of things up there. Plus, you had mentioned the Super Bowl Shuffle. I have a couple things that are our sports songs pre-Super Bowl Shuffle and some
post-Super Bowl Shuffle. Yeah. All right, great. And it's all at WGNplus.com, WGNplus.com, the Sports Songs podcast with Rick Geezer. Okay, Rick, let's start our football edition of Sports Songs.
Yeah, let's go to track 189.
Okay.
This is a new one to be playing on this show, but it's been out for a few years. It came out in 2010, and it's from LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, the former NFL the NFL MVP, a running back, played for the Chargers, played for the New York Jets. He put out a video called the LT Slide Electric Glide. I think I got that right.
The LT Slide Electric Glide.
Yes, he put out a video. The video is great. You should maybe try to find it. Put it on your Facebook page so everyone could see it.
It's pretty funny. Dan, we can probably do that. We can put that up on the Facebook page at some point. All right, here we go.
What it do? My name's LT. I got a little dance for y'all. It's real easy to do. All you gotta do is glide with it. Oh, here we go. Come on. Sunday, yo, it's all the same. I do my dance. I get my stance. I read the defense. I read the defense. I read the defense. I read the defense. Now sidestep, 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 sidestep. Now catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catching that pass.
Now throw the ball.
Throw that thing.
Now celebrate.
Hey, mom.
Wave to your mom.
Wave to your mom.
She's in the stands.
Look at your wife.
See your uncle.
Look at that wife.
Do your thing.
Say hi to your wife.
Wow. It's a, that's step-by-step instructions right there.
Say hi to the wife.
Say hi to
the dance in the stands.
That's pretty great. And when did it come out again? You said 2010?
2010. He
doesn't
was
sound like
Jets.
2010.
No, it does not. Does not.
That's pretty great. All right, that's a great way to kick it off. What else do we have?
Well, let's go to 191. Let's stay in the rap vein. And you may have caught this one before. I can't remember if I've played this here before, but it's Eli and Peyton Manning rapping about watching football on your phone. This was a commercial for DirecTV.
Yeah, I think we've had this one.
Yeah.
This is pretty special.
This is pretty excellent.
Yeah, Eli and Peyton Manning on Sports Songs here.
It's football.
It's football on your phone, you can watch it in bed.
Take it with you wherever you go.
Show your friends and watch them all go home.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's football on your phone. Wow.
It's football on your phone, so now's your chance
to have football on your phone and football in your pants.
Look at this guy using his phone as a phone.
Your phone ain't for calling,
your phone's for footballing.
It's football.
Question: what do you get when a football gets down with your phone?
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's football on your phone.
Uh-huh.
If you're on a date with Simone,
football on your phone.
If you're taking out a small loan,
football on your phone.
When you're sitting on your throne,
football on your phone.
When you're buttering a scone,
That's pretty great.
And they're acting it all out.
That's great. That's really great. You know, those guys are funny, man, Eli and Peyton. They're very funny. I mean, you know, as far as, like, you know, hosts on SNL go, they both did a really good job. Especially Peyton. Peyton was really funny.
Peyton saw, and Peyton was just part of the Rob Lowe roast.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah.
I saw that. All right, very cool. Eli and Peyton Manning, and they can rap.
They can.
What's next, Rick?
Let's go to 183.
183.
This is back in the day, pre-Super Bowl Shuffle. You know, everyone, like we were talking about, a lot of people think that the Super Bowl Shuffle was the first one, but 49ers were doing things earlier.
Okay.
And this is a member of the 49ers, Freddie Solomon. He was a wide receiver, and in 1985, early in the season, he put out a song called All Alone in the Zone. And what's really interesting is that the record he put out is in the shape of a football.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. And is this, now, who are these other guys?
That's the band.
That's the band. And
yeah.
Apparently they don't like to button up their shirts.
It's a picture disc in the shape of a football. And
yeah.
You see Freddie and his band. And
that's,
you know,
pretty
it looks
great.
Kind of 70s-ish.
It does, but this is 1985.
This is 1985.
The 70s stuck around a little bit longer than most people wanted them to.
They did.
And Dan, can we get a picture of this so we can put it up on the Facebook page so people can see this? This is really cool, though, football-shaped. Where'd you get this?
I found that at a record store years ago. And yeah. I've always been afraid to play it. But I've played it a few times, and I finally said, you know, this is the time we've got to unveil.
All right, great. Well, this is fantastic. We'll get a look at that. Okay, this is Freddie Solomon here on Sports Songs here.
Give it up.
Use more cowbell.
This is awesome.
This is great. Now, there might be some confusion as to the picture, whether it's 1985, but when you listen to it, that's
completely.
1985.
Yes, definitely.
That's pretty great. I'm interested in who the other dudes are in the band. I mean,
well, there were some articles that I found relating to it, including a Chicago Tribune article. Because in that era, the 49ers and the Bears had
right,
such
and
a
it
rivalry.
Was 85,
exactly.
And yeah.
And there was an article about this, but it really didn't identify who the other artist. It was, you know, more about the player.
Well, they're handsome, fashionable men.
They're very, you know. In fact, the one guy looks like he belongs in Def Leppard.
That's what I'm talking about. The guy was next to him.
Yes.
Yeah, he looked. Yes. That's exactly looks like Def Leppard. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
You'll see that in the football shape record. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah. That's a nice little item, man. All right, cool. Rick Geezer is with us, and we will continue our football edition of Sports Songs. Rick joins us every few months or a couple of months to play some sports songs. You can check out his podcast at WGNplus.com. Rick, hang on, okay?
Thank you.
We got a break for the news, and after the news, we'll come back with more football sports songs right here on 720 WGN. Everybody, welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6. It's Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday. And we've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and much more here on your Friday show. But that, of course, was another piece of music under the guise of Sports Geyser. Of sports songs.
It's
how about
a geyser,
that?
It's a geyser. Exactly.
Rick Geezer is here, and he is here, and he's the guy who does sports songs. You can check out his podcast at WGNplus.com. And again, that was Dennis Green with.
That was track 163. Oh. That's Let's Ram It.
Let's Ram It.
And that was by the 1986 Rams.
1986 Rams.
And what's really interesting about that is that, of course, everybody saw how successful the Super Bowl Shuffle was, so they had to do their own song, but the Rams decided, well, we'll not only do that, but we'll hire the writers and the producers of the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, and wow. So okay, I'm looking at the album cover. And they certainly did because
it's
exactly the same design.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same design as the Super Bowl Shuffle.
I have just handed them the Super Bowl Shuffle.
I'm looking at
LP
both of the albums, side to side. That's amazing.
At that same era, the writer producers were also hired by the Los Angeles Dodgers to put it on a song called The Baseball Boogie Bunch.
The Baseball Boogie Bunch.
The Baseball Boogie Bunch.
Have we heard that?
We've played the, yes.
Oh, we have. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Very cool. Well, I made a mistake coming back from commercial. That's me.
You didn't. That was awesome.
It was great. But I have to wear my glasses when I'm looking at what track I'm setting up here on the counter here. Okay. All right. We are back here. And Rick, what do we got next for
us? Let's go to 187. Here's a song we haven't played. This is from 1983. It's by Cowboys quarterback Danny White, and he put out an album called Country Boy.
Okay.
And it was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was produced by Knox Phillips. You may not know that name, but Knox Phillips is the son of the legendary producer and supposed discoverer of Elvis, Sam Phillips.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
And he worked on the album, and they did it in one of their they recorded it at the Sam Phillips studio years after Sun's Records closed down and the recording studio on Union Avenue closed down. They opened another studio. And
he put out
an album. And this song is an Elvis classic. We all know it. We all... I guess love it. It's the American Trilogy.
Oh, come on. You can't do better than the American Trilogy. All right, here's Danny White with the American Trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times they're not forgotten. Look away. Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, away, away, in Dixieland I take my stand, to live and die in Dixie.
Oh. Very serious version of the American Trilogy. He doesn't have a bad voice, anyway.
He's not bad.
No, it's not terrible. That's the thing about some of these, Rick, as we discover, and we've talked about this before, that some of them are terrible. Some of them are hilarious because they're so bad. Some are just bad. Some are okay. Some are really good. Like, there were some of these sports songs that are actually really terrific.
There are some quite good. Yes, yeah. This one wasn't, I don't believe, one of the quite good.
No.
But it's kind of in that category of,
Okay. All right. So, okay, what's
next? It's more interesting because of the backstory.
Absolutely.
With the producer and all that.
Now, I wonder if Knox Phillips is still...
Knox Phillips is still around.
Yeah.
He's still doing some recording. Sam is gone.
Yes.
But, definitely a legendary musical family.
Yeah, outstanding. Okay, what's next on the football edition?
Let's go to 186. We've played this before, or not this one before. We've played this artist before. He was a teammate of Danny White's, 186. It's Ed Too Tall Jones.
Oh, boy.
We played a song by him last year that kind of sounded like the Gap Band. Now, here's another one that he did. This one came out in 1981 called Funkin' on the Radio.
Funkin' on the Radio.
Funkin'.
Too Tall Jones.
Well, hello, everybody. Are you ready to go? Then set your dial to station WFUNK on your radio. Now, we're the band with the master plan. And we're gonna funk you like no other can. And I don't care if you're young or old. Our funk will glide into your soul. Now, on bass, of course, is my main man, Dirt. He will play just to see your body work. And on guitar, we have the funky PT. He will groove you all so beautifully. It doesn't matter whether you're high or low, because we're funking on your radio. So go ahead and boogie and shake your rope while we change station on this funk.
Wow. So he just kind of just talks.
He just talks through it.
Like, we're going to get funky, and he's going to play the guitar. And he's going to play the drums.
And that's one of those maxi singles.
Right, on Fun City Records.
We had fun.
Fun. Absolute fun. Now, Do the Dip was the one we played before,
we've
right?
We've played Do the Dip in the past, but we've also played Can't Stand the Heat.
Can't Stand the Heat.
Can't Stand the Heat.
Well, how many records did Ed Too Tall Jones release?
He put out about three.
Three of them?
So, all right. Six tracks, something
Fun
like that.
Fun City Records. Yeah. There you go. All right, Ed Too Tall Jones. That's great. Okay. Next.
Well, let's play since the Chicago Bears are getting ready to play again this Sunday, and WGN's own Dan Hampton
yes.
will be part of it. Why don't we play a song that he was involved with?
Okay,
track 184.
Okay,
and that was when he was involved. This is from 1987. A group called the Chicago Six. And
we've
played some stuff from this before.
Yeah.
And this was Dave Duerson, Dan Hampton, Walter Payton, and then three Blackhawks, Kurt Frazier, Gary Nyland, and WGN's own Troy Murray.
That's right.
And this is their version of Sweet Home Chicago.
We've played this before. I mentioned this to Troy a couple of times. And Chicago Six, here we go.
He quickly changes the subject.
That's right. All right. And now this features Dan Hampton.
Chicago.
yeah.
Come on, baby, don't you make your way.
This was 1987. The interesting thing is the single, the 45. For those of you who don't know what a 45 is, you're too young. But the 45 for this is like there's an artist's drawing,
right,
of the Chicago Six.
Yeah.
Which one is Troy? Is he on the sax?
Troy is on the sax.
Yeah.
Yes.
was...
Well, because why don't we go directly to track 136?
Okay.
And in 1987, the Chicago Six put on a concert at the UIC Pavilion, and they put out a music video, including it. And this is Dan Hampton and the guys doing their version of Glory Days.
Okay. This is again adult. We got a twofer. Today it's Friday, but this is a twofer. Here we go.
Well, I had a friend with a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like a fool, boy. I saw him the other night at the roadside bars walking in. He was
singing leads, do we know?
That was Dan Hampton.
That was
lead.
Hampton
that
on
was
lead?
Hampton on lead on that
That's
song.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Well, he started as a musician before he played football.
Yeah. Wow.
And you can hear him on WGN on Sunday.
Can you get him to sing that Sunday?
I will ask him. I've been asking him, let's record a Christmas record, you know?
Yeah, get the Chicago Six.
Yeah. He and Ed Obradovich and Glenn Kozlowski will be on the air here
right.
on Sunday
right.
From 3 until 6.
That's
so
awesome.
So tune in.
And that's the first of the show. Of the shows for the season.
It is,
and
indeed.
That's coming up. It's coming up
it
this
indeed.
Sunday morning.
And what's cool about this song also is that the people who helped put it together, you might remember the Chicago band, regional, national band, Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows.
Of course.
Was the band and producers who were all behind.
Boy, they were all over. Those guys were all over in the 80s. Oh, my God. Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows.
They were so fun.
That's fun. You know, I love the pictures because I love to see Troy with hair.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next?
Well, since we're at the start of the season, everybody in the NFL is looking for one thing. They want to get to the big game. They want to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
We've played this before, but why don't we play what everybody dreams about, track 174.
Okay.
This is by former Houston Oilers wide receiver Kenny Burrows. Was released in 1979, and what do NFL players have? They got that Super Bowl itch, and that's the song. It's called Super Bowl Itch.
I love this song. All right, here we go.
There's something going round. Down in Houston town. It's caught by young and old. Can't shake it, so I'm told. Contagious as can be. There's no immunity. Reaching a fever pitch. It's called the Super Bowl. Thing. Rocky forgets to fight. Drag, you love won't bite. Let Campbell get the praise. Just give me the raise.
Yeah.
Reaching a fever pitch. It's called the Super Bowl itch.
Super Bowl itch. I got to say this. This is one of my favorites, I think. We've played this one before. Kenny Burrow, did he ever do anything music-wise outside of this?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware
That's
of.
That's a shame.
That is a shame. It
this
is a
on,
shame.
By the way, this is on like a major label.
It is, but it was released just regionally.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, because yeah. I was going to say, Cherry was a part of Columbia. And Cherry Records, I remember a lot of songs coming out in the 70s on Cherry.
Yeah.
So there you go. The Super Bowl, oh, by the way, it's a double A-side.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So he couldn't come up with a second song.
Clearly didn't record anything else.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, we're going to break. This is Sports Songs. Rick Geezer is the guy who collects the sports songs, and he does a great podcast at WGNRadioPlus.com. Or WGNPlus.com. WGNPlus.com. You can check him out on Facebook. We have a link to all of that stuff on our Facebook page right now. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. We'll take a break. Football season has started. NFL season has started. And we're playing more football sports songs right after this on WGN. Smooth.
Nothing like the jazz flute.
That's right. Smooth. Is that Ron Burgundy?
Exactly.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show. Fly Jams Friday coming up and so much more. That is the Sunset Music Band featuring Dennis Green on drums and part of our football-themed sports songs edition. Rick Geezer is my guest right here live in studio. And you can check out sportsongs.com and get the podcast at WGNPlus.com. And if people, you know, want to contact you, if they're like, hey, I heard this song by this person, or if they say they want to turn you on to some new sports-related songs, or if they have questions, they can contact you.
Definitely. You can do that right through Facebook.
Okay.
Would love to hear from people if they have things.
All right.
Or they've heard of things, or they just have a question, and I'll do my best to answer it.
Facebook.com/sportssongs for all of that stuff. All right, let's get back to the football edition. Here we go.
Let's go to 158. Okay. This is from 1982. It was the 1982 Cincinnati Bengals. Again, this is pre-Super Bowl Shuffle. And this is a song called Bengals Number One. And think about where the team is. It's Cincinnati. Think about what TV show might have been on at the time. And every time I hear this song, I think of that TV show.
Okay, this is the Cincinnati Bengals from 1982.
Always think of WKRP when I hear this song. And that was two-time Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Isaac Curtis and Reggie Williams.
This is funky. They got the slap bass going.
Cincinnati was really well known as an R&B city.
Yeah.
Especially like the Ohio Players and all that. In the earlier 70s.
Yeah, that's appropriate to play this morning. Because sounds like a fly jam to me. That was great. All right, 82 Bengals. Cool. What do we got next?
Well, here's one we've never played before. Okay. This came out in 1980. It's a song called A Bit of the Bunch. Well, it's a group called A Bit of the Bunch. And it's their reworking of the Spinners classic, Working My Way Back to You.
Okay.
And it is members of the Redskins, Art Monk, Dave Butts, Buddy Hardiman, and Monty Coleman doing their version
of
the song. Oh, it's track 156. And I had a chance. I was at Disney World this summer.
Okay.
And the Spinners were playing there.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I had a chance to see them and brought my 16-year-old son. We had the best time.
Oh, come on.
They were so good. I think there's probably only one original member or two. But still, it was such a fun show.
Well, I think if you stick around, Rick, you'll probably hear the Spinners. There's a good chance because on Fly Jams Friday, there's usually... Oh, yeah. DJ Shagru always ends up playing at least one Spinner song.
I love the games people play.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites, too. All right. Here we go.
325. 325.
A bit of the bunch.
A bit of the bunch.
Oh,
and again, as you saw, the dust jacket. It's
fantastic.
It's another another artistic rendering of the players slash performers.
That one's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
All right. A little take on the spinners for you on the Fly Jams Friday. Okay, what's next?
Well, one of my favorite, and it's not so much that the songs are awful. I mean, they're fine.
Yeah.
But it's a guy who played with the Denver Broncos named John Keyworth, wide receiver, well-known in the Denver area, but a role player mostly. He put out an album called Keys in 1978, and we've played a number of songs from this album, but just so I can pull out this album.
We need to see the album cover again. I picked
another song, and this one is track 193, and this is a track called Carnival. And should we describe the album cover?
Let's wait till we're until we hear the song. This is from the album Keys, John Keyworth, and we will describe the album cover because we can't actually show it on the. It's not safe to show on our Facebook page, but we'll describe it afterwards. And again, here's John Keyworth.
Welcome to the city. Feel the magic everywhere. Mardi Gras in Bahia. Carnival is in the air. Carnival. 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 Carnival is in the air. Carnival. Feel it everywhere. Hearts are full when Carnival is in the air. All are free and happy.
Yeah.
Without care. Dance and sing a samba. Carnival's in the air.
I don't understand. I kind of don't understand anything about this at all. From the music to the album.
I don't. As you listen through it, it sounds like yacht rock from the late 70s.
It does. Yeah.
Every track a little different. There's a little river band there. There's a little player there. You know, it sounds like all these bands, little Pablo Cruz.
Right. But what puts it over the top is the album cover.
Is the album cover. And the dust jacket.
And the dust jacket, the inner sleeve dust jacket, which I don't understand. Every time you bring this thing in, I look at it and I'm kind of amazed that a professional football player would put this out.
I agree.
And it's just a bunch of naked guys. The inner sleeve, the dust jacket inner sleeve, is a bunch of naked guys in a locker room shower.
Exactly.
And the cover is one naked guy in a locker room shower, taking a shower, and John Keyworth in a tux, grinning at the camera.
He's smirking.
Yeah. And I don't understand. I really don't understand. I don't understand this at all. Every time you bring this thing in, my question is, how the hell did this go over when it came out? I mean, what seriously, what did people think? Is he nuts? What?
He never recorded again.
No. All right, we got to take a break for the news. Rick, hang on. We got one more segment with Rick. We got a few more songs to play, and we'll do that after we take a break for the news. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Rick Geezer is my guest, sportssongs.com, and you can check out his podcast, Sports Songs, at WGNplus.com and Facebook.com/sportssongs. And we've been doing the special football edition where we're listening to songs recorded by athletes or managers or people in the world of sports, this one concentrated on football. All of our regular features will be coming up in just a few minutes here. We got Fly Jams Friday on the way, 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. But we've got You Big Dummy Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, all coming up right here on WGN. But let's welcome Rick back. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you very much. All right. That was Dennis Green again.
Yes.
And the Sunset Music Band, I'll Give You Everything.
All right. And they did.
They did.
Okay. So let's get back to it. We are back. More football sports songs.
Well, here's an artist we're going to play. It's track 190 that I've never played for you before. Because I've always thought it was he was too good.
Okay.
This is a guy who played linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals throughout the 70s, and he had to retire due to injuries at about age 27, age 28. And he immediately jumped into a career as a songwriter. He wrote a number of big hits for Ronnie Millsap and a number of other artists. His name is Mike Reed.
Mike Reed, okay.
And he put out a song in 1991 called Walk on Faith, which we'll listen to. Maybe some people know it was a number one song on the country charts.
Wow.
This guy also went on, he co-wrote a song that we all know that Bonnie Raitt recorded called I Can't Make You Love Me.
Wait, whoa. This guy co-wrote?
He co-wrote that.
That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
He co-wrote it. Mike Reed.
Good God. Okay, well this is Mike, and he played for the Bengals.
He played for the Bengals.
Wow. Okay, man, I didn't know that. And that's like seriously... I Can't Make You Love Me is one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a tremendous song.
Okay, so what's this called again?
It's called it's called Walk on Faith.
Walk on Faith. This was a number one country hit in 1991.
Yes.
Mike Reed.
We have come to the place in our love where our faith must be stronger than fear. Far and true. Destination through every storm, it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down.
Really good.
That's really good.
Yeah, no, this is good. I mean, this is legit.
Yeah, I usually try to, you know, but that's really good.
Yeah.
Compared to some that we've played.
No, and yeah, that's...
I usually go for more of the interesting or comical, but...
Sure. No, but every once in a while you throw in a gem like that.
Yeah.
That's really good, and I can't believe he co-wrote one of my favorite songs of all time.
I didn't realize that. I'd always seen his name on the credits,
yeah.
But I never really
it was the same
put
guy.
Two or two together.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow, that's the big discovery of this visit from Rick. Okay, what do we got next?
142. This is a song that we've played several times before, but it is a classic. It's Don Majkowski. In 1990, he was a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. We all know him. We all hated him here in Chicago. In 1989, he led the NFL in passing. He had a great season. And Majkowski was a huge Poison fan, the band.
Right.
Not the
yeah,
poison.
not arsenic.
Yeah.
Right.
And he would join them on stage to sing, but he put out a charity cassette of his version of Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
So it's his version. This is the greatest, by the way, that you are in for a treat. But by the way, we are going from one extreme to the other.
Well, that's why I chose
And
this
I bet
way.
He liked extreme, too.
That's
just
a,
hey,
could.
See, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so this is Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I try not to hurt you, though I try, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy
my favorite song playing on a radio.
Don Mikowski.
Very, magic man.
Yeah, the man. This is magic, all right. Where did you find this single?
That was found online, an online auction.
An online auction.
Yeah. Okay. Was there a bidding war? There was a bidding war for that. There was.
I love that. Okay. Every rose has its thorn. Don Mikowski, the magic man. Okay. God, that's great. All right. What's next?
Another Green Bay Packer we all love to hate was Hall of Famer Reggie White.
Okay.
Track 144. In 1995, he put out a CD EP. And he put out a song called Doggies in the House. And we've played this before, but What makes this so interesting is that rather than just rapping and singing, he does impressions during his song. We're going to hear some of them.
This is fantastic. We've played this before, and this is just indescribably great.
We got to shut them down, shut them down. We got to shut them down, what we got to do.
Chicago.
We got to shut them down, shut them down.
Philly.
We got to shut them down, what we got to do.
Detroit.
Minnesota.
Tampa Bay. Man,
down.
I can't wait for these teams to get into Green Bay. The Dallas and Chicago and Philly. Detroit, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay. Man, there's got to be a lot of damage done by the Pack Attack. We going to do some damage. Ain't that right, Muhammad?
You're right, Rachel. You got to do some damage. You got to put them down. Because I'm the greatest in the world. You got to be the greatest in the world. The Pack got to be the greatest in the world. Ever in the world. What do you think about that, Macho Man?
Oh, yeah, Bridget, you know exactly what you guys have got to do. You got to get on the field and cause some damage. You're in the house with the Pack Attack. Oh, yeah.
Put it to him, Hulk.
Let me tell you something, brother. All Hulk maniacs out there know that the Pack Attack is back, brother. So what are they going to do when those pythons and those packers fall down on you, brother? What are they going to do on the field, brother? There's going to be a lot of damage done. You know it's going to be done. Isn't that right, Rodney?
Well, I'll tell you. A lot of people say I don't need respect, but I tell you, it's time for the Packers to get respect around here. They're going to get a little respect. I know that they are. So give them a little respect. Give the respect.
So his impression of Rodney Dangerfield is just to repeat the word respect.
Yes.
Over and over again. Who's that? Is that Cosby?
Bill Cosby. And I'm going to roofie her. And
the damage is going to be done because the Pack needs to go and pack and they're going to do some damage. That's what's going to happen.
That's just, I don't even, every time I hear it, I can't believe it.
Well,
he is just, nobody's going to accuse Reggie White of being Rich Little. that's definitely for sure. Is that widely available? I could imagine that would go for a bidding war as well.
You can find that online quite readily.
All right, we got time for one more.
Okay, well, let's end with Chicago's favorite head coach, Mike Ditka. We've played this, but we can't not do an episode and play this. This is Mike Ditka. Of course, he was a coach for the Super Bowl winning team. He wasn't part of the Super Bowl shuffle, but in 1987, with the same team that put together the Super Bowl shuffle, he put out a song called The Grabowski Shuffle.
That's right, The Grabowski Shuffle.
And I'm handing you the video.
Which, by the way, the VHS.
The VHS.
It's the VHS copy of it. And this video, every time I see this, the case of this thing, it's amazing. Brings me right back to 1987.
It's tremendous.
All right, The Grabowski Shuffle
it's
with Ditka.
Track 129.
I'm looking for a special team. We're working hard, more than a dream. Gang I want is tried and true. What they say is what they do. We're sometimes rough, but never phony. Don't eat sticks, that's just baloney. The way you win, go and tough. When it comes to fun, can't get enough. Now Papa Hallis would have loved him. You can call him names, but never shove him. This group is always in the action. Winning is their satisfaction. When they get going, folks will cheer. Don't call them Smiths, they'll toss their beer. A gang like this, you'll never muffle. Meet the Grabowskis and do the shuffle.
We're Grabowskis.
Didn't quite make the impact the Super Bowl Shuffle made.
Not quite. But the video's pretty amazing.
The video is great. I've seen the video. It's really, really great. Very, very funny stuff. My God, Mike Ditka. I still think that the finest recording that Mike Ditka ever made was when he did the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley. One of the greatest versions of Take Me Out to the Ball Game ever.
Yes, it was what, clocked in at 17 seconds?
It was like 17 seconds. He sang it like he was being chased.
Yes.
It was just amazing.
Yes.
Always a pleasure. So much great stuff.
Well, thank you for having me. And what a prediction for the Bears?
You know what? I don't follow football, so I'm just going to go 8-8.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so then I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you do.
Well, actually, I know exactly what I'm talking about. That's great. And tell everybody on Sunday afternoon, we can hear the
Hamp OB and Kaz show from 3 until 6 o'clock right after a Bears game. Check it out. All the analysis and a lot of fun right here on WGN.
Those three guys on the radio together, spectacularly entertaining.
Very fun.
And look for another season of that. Sports Songs podcasts are at WGNplus.com. Go to Facebook.com/SportsSongs. And Rick, always a pleasure. We'll get you back in here. Can we get him back in here for hockey? That's only a few weeks. Baseball playoffs. Let's do the baseball playoffs.
Let's do it.
Let's do that. Like right in the middle of the playoffs.
When the Cubs are on their way. When the Cubs are going to do
it. Exactly right. Okay. Thanks, Rick. Always a pleasure. We'll take a break on WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday and more coming up right here on WGN.